They said to one another, "Come, let us mold bricks and harden them with fire." They used bricks for stone and bitumen for mortar. Then they said, "Come, let us build ourselves a city and a tower with its top in the sky, and so make a name for ourselves. Otherwise, we shall be scattered all over the earth." The Lord came down to see the city and the tower that the people had built. Then the Lord said, If now, while they are one people, all speaking the same language, they have started to do this, nothing will later stop them from doing whatever they presume to do. Let us then go down there and confuse their language so that one will not understand what another says. Thus the Lord scattered them from there and all over the earth, and they stopped building the city. That is why it was called Babel, because there the Lord confused the speech of all the world. It was from that place that he scattered them all over the earth. The word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
A reading from the book of the prophet Ezekiel. The hand of the Lord came upon me, and he led me out in the spirit of the Lord and set me in the center of the plain, which was now filled with bones. He made me walk among the bones in every direction, so that I saw how many there were on the surface of the plain, how dry they were. He asked me, "Son of man, can these bones come to life?" I answered, Lord God, you alone know that. Then he said to me, prophesy over these bones and say to them, dry bones, hear the word of the Lord. Thus says the Lord God to these bones, see, I will bring spirit into you, that you may come to life. I will put sinew upon you, make flesh grow over you, cover you with skin, and put spirit in you, so that you may come to life and know that I am the Lord. I, Ezekiel, prophesied as I had been told, and even as I was prophesying, I heard a noise. It was a rattling as the bones came together, bone joining bone. I saw the sinews and the flesh come upon them, and the skin cover them, but there was no spirit in them. Then the Lord said to me, prophesy to the spirit. Prophesy, son of man, and say to the spirit, thus says the Lord God, from the four winds come, O spirit, and breathe into these slain, that they may come to life. I prophesied as he told me, and the spirit came into them. They came alive and stood upright, a vast army. Then he said to me, son of man, these bones are the whole house of Israel. They have been saying, our bones are dried up. Our hope is lost. We are cut off. Therefore, prophesy and say to them, thus says the Lord God, O my people, I will open your graves and have you rise from them and bring you back to the land of Israel. Then you shall know that I am the Lord, when I open your graves and have you rise from them. O my people, I will put spirit in you that you may live, and I will settle you upon your land. Thus you shall know that I am the Lord. I have promised, and I will do it, says the Lord. The word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God. Dating from the 9th century, a tradition on the Feast of Pentecost is to sing a Pentecost sequence to provide a meditative experience on the feast day. Please remain seated and join us in singing, Come, O Holy Spirit, which can be found on page 434 of your hymnal. We will sing verses 1, 2, and 5.
Come, O Father of the poor, come, O give joy to my heart. Your teaching is light to my eyes. Alleluia, alleluia, alleluia.
The Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
Reading from the Holy Gospel according to St. John.
Glory to you, O Lord.
On the last and greatest day of the feast, Jesus stood up and exclaimed, "Let anyone who thirsts come to me and drink. As Scripture says, rivers of living water will flow from within him who believes in me." He said this in reference to the Spirit, that those who came to believe in him were to receive. There was, of course, no Spirit yet because Jesus had not yet been glorified. The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ.
Good evening. Now I'm getting nervous. I'm a redemptorist, and the pastor father said that there's a priest came here to celebrate Mass this evening, but he got sick, so he couldn't be able to make it. So he reached out to the diocese, and so the diocese gave them the number, and so contact me. I got here today. So I don't know, is that a work of the Holy Spirit? That being here with you all this evening. And I think that's a beautiful evening to be here with you all. How many of you learn the different languages? Some of you, Spanish, or how many speaks Vietnamese? Thinking about maybe I can preach in Vietnamese tonight so that, you know, the Holy Spirit can help us to understand what I try to say. But I decided not to. But you know how difficult it is for us to learn another different language. Because I came here when I was 18. And English is the most difficult for me than other languages, like even Spanish or French. It's very hard to learn. But you know, that language that we learn, or you and I learn, or even though the English that we're speaking, it's not even my native tongue, or, you know, and I still feel struggling with it sometimes. But the language of the Holy Spirit, there's no limitation. The language of the Holy Spirit is not limitation. And the language that we learn today, there's another language for us that we call the language of faith. Sometimes we say, how do I speak the language of faith? How does Spirit speak to me in that way? You know, I'm not speaking the language that I'm speaking to you right now, or you understand me, or say, ciao, you know, ciao. But there's a language of faith that when you've been brought here to the church, and your parents, your great-grandparents, be witness that. When the priest or the ministry of the church poured that water upon you and me, before I never thought I'd become a priest. Even when I was young, I finished college, I got my degree in computer science, and I worked for a while, then somehow, somewhere, God calling me. I say, I don't speak the faith language, the language of faith. But God calling me anyway. And I tell them, how can I gonna do this job, you know? My English is not sufficient enough. Sometimes I'm struggling with it. How can I deliver all, convey all the message of God through the gospel, that deliver that to the congregation? But my brothers and sisters,
That's the language of faith that we all been nurtured when we're little. And the language of faith is not only speak, but it speak through our action and our words. The language of love. The God and the church that has been rooted for all of us, deeper in our hearts, deeper into our hearts. So that from there we continue to grow every day as, you know, the baby boy just left and, you know, being growing, you know, and you are now aging. And all that language, I believe that you and I have gained that tremendous knowledge of language of faith, don't we? Are you believing that? Yes? I believe so. Because if we are not believing it, why are we sitting here to believe in someone that we not even see? Like you see me, I see you. But the language of faith, it has something that touch your heart, your mind, your soul and spirit that you come to believe in. But believing is not the way or the gate for us, but it has to be something more. It has to be something more. Something more that Jesus showed us that we all know and we all experience. But the most we all experience, that the language that He is giving to us at this table, through the Word of God that Deacon just read it for us, but the most beautiful, beautiful things that God has shown us by His body, by His blood, real flesh, real blood, that you and I come to believe and truly worship. And for those, for all of us who truly really say, yeah, Jesus is the Christ, is the Lord. Not because we know this, but because the Holy Spirit who enlightened us, who give us that knowledge through the gifts of the Holy Spirit. When we receive the seven gifts of the Holy Spirit, when we become sealed with the Holy Spirit, you know, the bishop confirmed you and me. From there, we continue to open our hearts, open our mind, open our spirit. You know, we are no longer be a person that close ourselves up and be selfish for only ourselves, but we open up for the new chapter of life. Now, if you are selfish, if you say, I'm get married, and let's be selfish, how are you going to love the person that you are choosing, you pick, and you marry to that person? How are you going to share the same house? How are you going to share the same bank account? How are you going to share the same love if you're not open that up to the Holy Spirit? Open that up to the love. If I am selfish enough, how can I change myself in order to adapt you as the spouse that I love in you as my spouse? If I be selfish enough, what are we afraid? What are we be afraid of, my brothers and sisters? Are we be afraid because we cannot transform, we cannot change? Are we afraid because this world can easily devour us? Now, we've just been through the COVID. We'll be isolated. But what isolated help us? Bonding our family. Our family has more time together. Our children. More phone call. More concern. More loving. More reaching out. Even though, yes, we still being distant from each other. You know, I don't know if 6 feet is kind of still helping us. But that love is no, there's no boundary at all. No limit at all. Even yes, we can, we still lock in our home and we still being isolated, distant. But that love is not being limited. That love still reach out beyond we imagine. You know, and just last week, we hear all the shootings, and just recently, the children in school, you know, in the church, all those fear. But my brothers and sisters, those fears is not as easy a case for us. Because the more we fear, the more we close ourselves, the more we close the door. But God love through the gifts of the Holy Spirit that shower out, blow it out to all of us. Never be a limitation for the church and for all of us. Now, just imagination, not imagination. You, as a music director over there, and you know, you are singing. If you are not touching the keyboard, there's no way we can hear the sounds, right? If we play the flute, if we are not flow in there, the flute is gonna make any sense. It's just the flute itself. It's not gonna make any sense. But when you and I blow that faith, the language of faith to your children, your family, you know, by praying every day, by gathering together to worship God. And you can see that the changes in your family life. You can change it. You can see that your life can be also transformed. You're not be afraid of sins anymore. Sin's supposed to be afraid of us, right? Because we have God. God who is the one who is behind us, who us, you know, hold our back or... Sin's supposed to be afraid of us, even of Satan. Because we have a beautiful mother, our ladies, who always watching over us in the church, Saint Joseph. Why do are we afraid of? And sometimes when we are fear, we try to run away. We close the door. But look at your family too. When you are down, when you are fear, when you be in difficulty, who is with you? Your family members. The church with you, the community is with you. If someone die in a community, I believe the whole community gather together and pray for that. Today, my brothers and sisters, let us recall that, the language of faith. The language that we truly believe. The language that we are holding deeper into our heart, our soul, our mind, our family. And please, allow the Spirit blow that like a whistle, like a flute, like the wind blow into the church. So that we, you and I, continue to be the true witness to God, true witness to the church, to be a true disciple. So that the church, the people continue to know who God is, who is the greater God is. So that we won't be, God won't be, you know, live in only a part of the world or just be a corners of the world. But Christ, the love of God, the work of the Holy Spirit had to be spread out through our entire world and not only 1.4 million people in the world to know God, but has to be 7 billion people in the world to know God, who is love, who is creator, who is mercy, who is that the one we all worship and praise Him. Amen?
Amen.
Amen. Let us stand that we profess our faith, who we believe in. Unless we are doing the Apostle Creed. I believe in God the Father Almighty, creator of heaven and earth, and in Jesus Christ, his only Son, our Lord,
who was conceived by the Holy Spirit, born of the Virgin Mary, suffered under Pontius Pilate, was crucified, died, was buried. He descended into hell. On the third day he rose again from the dead. He ascended into heaven and seated at the right hand of God the Father Almighty. From there he will come to judge the living and the dead. I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Holy Catholic Church, the communion of saints, the forgiveness of sins, the resurrection of the body, the life everlasting. Amen. Since God endowed us with the gifts of his own life by imparting the Holy Spirit, let us come to him with praise. Inspired by the Holy Spirit, let us come to him alive and free in the divine presence.
For all who have been signed and sealed with the Holy Spirit, that this church may be united as one body made of many parts, we pray to the Lord.
O Lord, hear our prayer.
For the peoples of the world who do not know God, that the Spirit of truth proclaimed to every nation may indeed renew the face of the earth, we pray to the Lord.
O Lord, hear our prayer.
For the outpouring of the Spirit of peace, that men and women may know the forgiveness of their sins, we pray to the Lord.
O Lord, hear our prayer.
For this community gathered by God, that the Spirit who makes holy our Eucharistic gifts may strengthen and refresh us, we pray to the Lord.
O Lord, hear our prayer.
That the Holy Spirit, Lord and giver of life, may renew the face of the earth and make it a place where the poor are fed, the strangers are welcomed, and the unborn are brought safely to birth. We pray to the Lord.
O Lord, hear our prayer.
For all those who have served and do serve in our military and their families, we pray especially for those who have given their all. We pray to the Lord.
O Lord, hear our prayer.
For the souls of all of our beloved dead, and for the special intentions of our parishioners here at St. Robert Bellarmine, for whom this Mass is offered, we pray to the Lord.
O Lord, hear our prayer.
And we also pray, give thanks to God for Father, Raja, for 20 years of priesthood. We ask God continue to bless him and shower his grace upon him. We pray to the Lord.
Lord, hear our prayer.
And we loving God, we thank you for all the blessing that you showered upon us. We ask you to continue to strengthen us, give the grace so that we continue to live our faith, the language of faith, by our words and action to proclaim our lives and be a witness to you throughout the world. We ask this through Christ our Lord.
Amen. Amen.
Please join us in our hymn of preparation, Living Spirit, Holy Fire. The music